Welcome to the second part of our Kalia Daman Lila.
Dobrodošli na ovaj drugi dio Kalia Damana Lile.
As we said yesterday, this Lila of Krishna is very, very special. It stands out amongst all the other pastimes of the Lord.
I rečeno da ova lila jako posebna, da se ona ističe u odnosu na sve druge zabave gospodina.
We are advised to attentively concentrate our mind, Narayan, so that we can absorb everything fully.
mi imamo taj savjet da potpunosti se koncentrišemo svu svoju pažnju na slušanje kako bismo mogli da apsorbujemo sve što je rečeno.
One fine morning, when it was the day of Balaram's birthday, Krishna went with his cowherd boyfriends and the cows to the lake where Kalia was hiding.
Jedno lijepo jutro, Krishna je na dan kada je bio dan pojave gospodina Balarama, Krishna je sa svojim dječacima, pastirima i kravama otišao na jezero gdje je boravio Kalia demon.
Kalia had a very, very specific history. He was once an initiated devotee.
Kalia je imao jako, jako posebnu istoriju. On je jednom davno bio inicirani bhakta.
His spiritual master is his older brother Ananta Shesh.
A njegov duhovni učitelj je bio njegov stariji brat Ananta Shesha.
And he had given Kalia a mantra, a secret mantra, by which he was able to enter the sacred land of Vrindavan.
I on mu je dao jednu svetu mantru koja je bila tajna i pomoću te mantre on je dobio mogućnost da uđe u svetu zemlju Vrindavana.
But something had happened to Kalia. He had committed a great offense against the personal servant of Lord Vishnu, Garuda.
Ali nešto se desilo Kali, on je napravio uvredu, ozbiljnu uvredu prema ličnom slugi gospodina Višnu, prema Garudi.
And as a result, he entered Vrindavan, but not as a lover of Krishna, a hater of Krishna.
I on je i ušao u Vrindavan, međutim nije ušao kao osoba koja voli Krišnu, nego kao osoba koja ne voli i mrzi Krišnu.
Let me tell you the secret.
Dopustite mi da vam kažem ovu tajnu.
Garuda would regularly come to the island where Kalia lived in the ocean.
Garuda je redovno dolazio na jedan otok na kojem je živio Kalia i koji se nalazio usred okeana.
And he had the form of a huge eagle who subsisted on eating snakes amongst others.
I on Garuda je živio, on imao jedan oblik ogromnog orla i on je živio od toga što se hranio sa zmijama.
For Garuda it's all right to eat such food, for other Vaishnavas it's not.
Za Garudu je u redu da jede takvu vrstu hrane, međutim za druge Vaishnave to nije u redu.
So the snakes on the island of the Ramanaka island, which is now Fiji, they are always afraid that Garuda would come at any moment and hunt for them.
I sve zmije koje su se nalazile na tom otoku koji se zvao Ramanaka, a to je današnji otok Fiji, su se bojale Garude i misle su da bi on mogao doći svakog trenutka i pojesti.
And so in order to live in peace, they made a pact with him whereby which they would present every so often offerings for him which Garuda would take, and in this way they were not afraid that he would just at any moment break into their society and hunt people.
I kako bi živjeli u miru, te zmije na otoku su napravile savez sa Garudom. One su se dogovorile da će se u određeno vrijeme će mu davati određene ponude koje bi Garuda uzimao. I tako su živjeli u miru i nisu se bojale toga da će Garuda u bilo kojem momentu samo da se naglo pojavi u njihovom društvu i da nekoga pojede.
Under the tree where the offering were placed, there were pots.
Ispod drveta gdje se pravile te ponde, tu su bile različite posude sa slatkišima, sa cvijećem.
And also some non-veg.
I također tu je bilo neke stvari koje nisu bile vegetarijanskog porijekla.
So Kaliya saw that every so often Garuda gets this delicious meal.
I Kaliya onda primijetio kako Garuda svako tu i tamo dobija te lijepe ponde.
And I'm not getting this.
I onda je pomislio, a ja to ne dobijam.
So in the night he would always come and eat all the offerings by himself.
I onda bi on navečer došao i pojeo sam sve te ponude.
When Garuda came back and he saw the place where all the offerings for him were presented was empty, he became angry and looked for the wrongdoer.
I kada je Garuda jednom tako došao, vidio kako su sve te posude prazne i da je neko pojeo njegove ponde, on se strašno naljutio i onda je pošao da traži toga koji je to skrivio.
And the other snakes said it's Kaliya.
A sve druge zmije su rekle to je bio Kaliya.
So Garuda confronted Kaliya.
I tako se Garuda suprotstavio Kaliji.
And Kaliya understood he had to flee from Garuda's justified anger.
I Kaliya je shvatio da mora da pobjegne od tog opravdanog gnjeva Garude.
Now there was only one place in the whole world where Garuda could not go to.
I bilo je samo jedno mjesto na čitavom svijetu gdje je Kaliya znao da Garuda neće moći otići.
This place was the Yamuna in Vrindavan.
I to mjesto je bila Yamuna koja se nalazila u Vrindavanu.
Everywhere else Garuda could come and in this way Kaliya would not have been safe.
Na bilo koje drugo mjesto Garuda bi mogao doći, tako Kaliya ne bi bio siguran.
So Kaliya remembered the mantra.
I Kaliya se sjetio one mantre
which he had received from Ananta Shesh.
Koju je primio od Ananta Sheshe.
And by the power of the mantra he entered the Yamuna.
I zahvaljujući moći te mantre on je ušao u Yamunu.
No one can come to Vrindavan without a mantra.
Niko ne može doći u Vrindavan bez mantre.
You can maybe go physically to Vrindavan, but if you have no blessings of a divine mantra, you will not access the spiritual Vrindavan.
Vi možda fizički možete doći u Vrindavan, međutim ako nemate blagoslove mantre, vi nećete moći da uđete, nećete imati pristupa tom duhovnom Vrindavanu.
So Kaliya had the mantra and he entered the sacred space.
Tako Kaliya je imao tu mantru i on je mogao da uđe u taj sveti prostor.
He was, as I said, a demon.
Kao što sam rekao, on je bio demon.
Because all this time he had been very angry with Garuda.
To se desilo zbog toga što je on čitavo vrijeme imao taj bijes unutar sebe prema Garudi.
And as a result of this anger towards Garuda, he had accumulated so much poison.
I zahvaljujući tom gnjevu kojeg je imao u svome srcu, u njemu se nataložilo toliko puno otrova.
There are psychological studies that if a person becomes angry for 10 minutes or so, enough poison is created to kill one guinea pig in his organism.
Prema psihološkim istraživanjima je dokazano da ako se osoba ljuti 10 minuta, da ona u svom organizmu napravi toliko otrova koji je dovoljan da ubije jednog hrčka, zamorca.
When you are for whole hour angry.
A kada ste ljuti čitav sat vremena,
your organism produces enough poison to kill guinea pigs.
Ti dovoljno otrova da može da ubije 81 zamorca.
But if you are angry on a devotee of Krishna, so much poison is created in you that it can poison yourself and all your spiritual credits.
A ako ste ljuti na baktu gospodina Krišne, to će u vama da stvori toliko puno otrova da možete da otrujete sami sebe i sav vaš duhovni kredit.
So Kalija was so angry and envious.
Kalija je bio tako ljut i tako zavidan.
I have written down some notes. You know, there was smoke coming from the water of the Jamuna from his poison.
I od tog otrova izlazio je dim iz rijeke Jamune.
And this poison was created from thousands of heads.
A taj otrov su kreirale hiljade glava.
Kalija, yes, you have heard properly, he had thousands of heads, of which 100 were more prominent.
Da, dobro ste čuli, on je imao hiljade glava i od njih stotinu glava od tih hiljada su bile najistaknutije.
And all these heads were just burning with poison which came out of his heart.
I sve te glave su prosto su gorile u tom otrovu koje je dolazilo iz njegovog srca.
So Krishna had not acted against Kalija up till now.
I do ovog trenutka Krishna nije djelovao ništa protiv Kalije.
He respected him because he was a devotee previously.
On ga je poštovao zato što je on prije bio bhakta.
And he was married to devotee wives.
I k tomu još je bio oženjen sa ženama koje su bile bhakte.
But when the poison of Kalija killed his cowherd boyfriends, almost killed his cowherd boyfriends and the cows, he decided to take strong action.
Ali kada je taj otrov od Kalije skoro ubio njegove prijatelje, dječake, pastire i krave, onda je on odlučio da nešto poduzme.
He jumped into the waters of the Jamuna.
Uskočio je u vode rijeke Jamune.
When God jumps into a river, that river will overflow.
Kada Bog skoči u rijeku, ta rijeka će da potopi sve okolo.
When Krishna jumped into the Yamuna, the Yamuna ji overflooded 100 yards. That's about 100 yards, my God. 1 yard is 90 centimeters, is 30 centimeters. So 100 yards is 30 meters. 30 meters on the left side and the right side.
Kada je Krišna skočio u rijeku, to je proizvelo talas koji je preplavio po 30 metara sa obje strane rijeke.
There was foam on the waves, foam from the poison.
I na talasima se nalazila pjena koja je dolazila od otrova.
And the wave smashed into Kalija's face.
I talasi su zapljusnuli lice Kalije.
When Krishna was in the water, he moved his arms with the strength of an elephant.
Kada je Krishna već se nalazio u vodi, on je pokretao svoje ruke koje su nosile snagu slona.
And that made a wonderful music.
I to je napravilo predivnu muziku.
Krishna is Kalanidhi, the original master of all fine arts. So he made a water concert while he was swimming.
Krishna je Kalanidhi, to znači da je on kralj svih umjetnosti i on dok je plivao u rijeci, to je napravilo jedan predivan vodeni koncert.
Whatever Krishna does is wonderful.
Šta god da Krishna radi, to je predivno.
Kalija, who was staying in his palace at that time, heard this wonderful music.
I Kalija koji je u tom trenutku se nalazio u svom dvorcu, on je čuo ovu predivnu muziku.
But in his ears this music sounded like terrible thunder.
Ali u njegovim ušima ova muzika je zvučala kao grmljavina.
When you are inflicted by bad qualities, the music, especially kirtan, does not sound very good for you.
kada ste pod utjecajem loših osobina, kirtan vam ne zvuči baš tako dobro.
And Kaliya was pride personified, so he thought, what terrible sound is happening, and who trespassed into my territory?
A Kaliya, koji je bio ponos personificiran, njemu je taj zvuk zvučao strašno i on se upitao, pa ko se usudio da uđe na moju teritoriju?
My dear devotees, this Kaliya in the heart makes you believe this is my territory.
Moj dragi bakte, taj Kaliya u vašem srcu, u našim srcima vas čini da pomislite ovo je moja teritorija.
My project.
Moj projekat.
My land.
Moja zemlja.
When I was in America last autumn for the Bhakti Fest, by mistake, we parked our car just somewhere. We thought it was some free space in the desert.
Kada sam prošle godine na jesen bio u Americi na Bhakti Festu, mi smo se parkirali na nekom mjestu u pustinji, mislili smo da je to slobodno mjesto.
And immediately I remember a man came out.
I odmah se tu stvorio jedan čovjek.
With a gun.
Sa pištoljem, sa puškom.
We were just innocently waiting in our car.
A mi smo samo nevino tako čekali u autu.
And he stuck his gun through the window.
I on je onda pružio tu svoju pušku kroz prozor.
I said, what's the matter, please?
A ja sam rekao, prostite, o čemu se radi?
You trespassed into my territory.
Vi ste ušli na moj teritorij.
Here I am the Lord.
Ovdje sam ja gospodar.
I'm not exaggerating.
Ja ovdje uopšte ne pretjerujem.
I thought, do 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 America, do 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 America, do 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 America. You know, I was really shocked. I said, but what did I do wrong?
Ja sam bio zaista šokiran i pitao sam se šta sam loše uradio.
Get immediately out of my territory.
Odmah odlazite sa moje teritorije.
Kaliya in the heart.
Kaliya u srcu.
So Kaliya, who had been staying in his underwater palace, came out.
I Kaliya, koji se nalazi u svom podvodnom dvorcu, je izašao.
When he saw and he raised his hoods over the water.
I onda je on isplivao i uzdigao svoje glave iznad vode.
No one ever had dared to do this to him.
Niko se nikada nije usudio da mu to uradi.
He was clearly provoked.
I on je, jasno je bilo da on bio izazvan.
And he stared at Krishna.
I puljio je u Krišnu.
And a doubt rose in his heart.
I u njegovom srcu se rodila sumnja.
Who is this little boy that he can create such a disturbance?
Ko je ovaj mali dječak koji može da napravi tako puno uznemirenja?
I heard in the past he effortlessly killed my friend the python Agasura.
Čuo sam da je u prošlosti on ubio moga prijatelja pitona Agasuru.
Then he thought deeper and upon some further reflection he thought he must have mystic powers.
I onda je još malo dublje razmislio svemu i onda je pomislio mora da on ima neke mistične moći.
But still, if I grab him in my coils, I will suffocate and kill him.
Ali ako ga ja ipak uhvatim sa svojim tijelom, ja ću ga udaviti.
He was so proud.
On je bio tako ponosan.
He looked at him.
Pogledao ga je.
Saw Krishna is so beautiful.
I vidio je, pa Krishna je tako prelijep.
And Krishna smiled at him joyfully.
Krishna mu se onako veselo nasmiješio.
With thousands of hoods, the snake started to tremble.
A sa hiljadama svojih glava ova zmija je počela da se trese.
And then he said to himself, let's not become sentimental.
Onda je pomislio, ajde da ne budem sad sentimentalan.
He became furious and bit Krishna into his chest.
I on se odmah razljutio i ugrizao Krišnu za njegova prsa.
Then he wrapped his coils around Krishna and tried to crush him.
I onda se obmotao oko njega i pokušao da ga smrvi.
All the relatives of Kaliya came and they bit and wrapped themselves around Krishna.
I sva rodbina Kalije, svi su došli tu i oni su se isto tako obmotali oko Krišne.
I see some of you are near to fainting.
A vidim da neki od vas su blizu tome da se onesvijeste.
Don't faint, Draupadi.
Nemoj se onesvijestiti, Draupadi.
Because no one can touch Krishna.
Jer niko ne može dotaći Krišnu.
It is said that Yoga Maya at that time created a shield around Krishna so that Kaliya could not pressurize the soft body of Krishna.
Rečeno je da je Yoga Maya u tom trenutku kreirala jedan štit oko Krišne kako Kaliya ga ne bi mogao povrijediti niti dotaći njegovo mekano tijelo.
And Krishna, who is so transcendental, do you know what he thought?
A Krishna, koji je tako transcendentalan, znate li šta je on pomislio?
When you love someone a little bit, you embrace him for a little time.
Kada nekoga malo volite, onda ga kratko zagrlite.
But if you love someone very much, you cannot let him go and embrace him for a long time.
A kada nekoga puno volite, onda ga ne možete jednostavno pustiti iz svoga zagrljaja da ode.
So this Kaliya must love me very much.
I to znači da ovaj Kaliya me sigurno puno voli.
He's a fallen devotee. Fallen devotee.
Ovo je samo bhakta koji je pao.
And Krishna thought when Kaliya bit him in the chest, that was a kiss.
I Krishna je mislio kada ga je Kaliya ugrizao za prsa, ovo je bio poljubac.
So out of ecstasy Krishna became motionless.
I zbog ekstaze Krishna se ukočio.
That's our Lord.
To je naš gospodin.
He doesn't see faults and mistakes.
On ne vidi greške i nedostatke.
Let me now tell you the reaction. This was Krishna's reaction.
Ovo je bila reakcija Krišne.
What did the cowherd boys think?
A šta su mislili dječaci pastiri?
When Krishna, you know, Krishna had told them, I will just climb the tree, you go somewhere else and do your cow herding.
Krishna im je rekao, ja ću se sada popijeti na ovo drvo, a vi idite tamo i sa kravama da one pasu.
But then when they heard a huge noise in the Yamuna, they saw that a tidal wave from the Yamuna came in their direction. Krishna jumped in the Yamuna, that was.
Onda su one začuli taj strašni zvuk kada je Krishna uskočio u rijeku i onda su vidjeli taj talas kako dolazi.
So they ran away.
Onda su oni pobjegli.
But when the wave receded back into the Yamuna, they saw, no, that's Krishna inside the Yamuna with Kaliya.
Ali kada se talas vratio nazad u Yamunu, oni su vidjeli i vidjeli Krishnu, rekli, o ne, pa to je Krishna koji je u Yamuni.
And because they loved Krishna more than their own lives, they ran to the Yamuna. They wanted to help Krishna fight Kaliya.
Ali pošto su voljeli Krishnu više nego sebe, oni su odmah otrčali do Yamune kako bi pomogli Krishni da se bori protiv Kalije.
I have once seen such a scene.
Jednom prilikom sam vidio takvu scenu.
One car, it was in Jagannath Puri, one car had driven on the road and had killed 3 puppies. This means the children of a dog.
Ovu scenu sam vidio jednom prilikom u Jagannath Puri i to se desilo tako da jedan auto je zgazio 3 kučića.
So the skinny mother, you know, skinny dogs, and you can know in the holy dams, very skinny mother with so much, like everything of her was one udder, you know, ran after that car trying to take revenge. It was ready to fight with this car.
I ta majka od tih kućića koji su bili zgaženi, ona je bila tako mršava, već ste sigurno vidjeli na svetim mjestima kako su psi mršavi. Ona je sve što je bilo od njenog tijela, to je bilo su bile njene grudi kojima je dojela te kućiće. Ona je bila spremna da se bori i da se osvijeti za njih i trčala je, potrčala je za autom.
There was a rich man in the auto who looked very cruel.
U autu se nalazio neki bogati čovjek koji izgledao jako okrutno.
But the skinny mother was prepared to fight with that car and the man because she loved her little children so much.
Ali ova mršava majka, ona je bila spremna da se bori sa tim autom i čovjekom zato što je vodila svoju djecu.
So because the coward boys loved Krishna so much, when they saw him in the embrace of the thousand-headed Kaliya demon, they wanted to jump into the river and fight with Kaliya.
I dječaci pastiri koji su Krishnu voljeli više nego sebe, oni su odmah potrčali i bili su spremni da skoče u Yamunu da bi mu pomogli da se bori protiv Kalije.
But before they went into the poisonous river, they looked back and saw that the cows were following them also.
Ali prije nego što su skočili u Yamunu, oni su pogledali nazad i vidjeli kako ih krave također slijede.
And they thought, no, the cows are our life and our seva is to take care of them. We can't bring them into so much danger. So they again went out of the Yamuna to take care of the cows, just like Krishna had ordered them.
A onda su pomislili, pa ove krave su naš život i naša je dužnost da ih zaštitimo, tako ne smijemo da ih dovedemo u toliku opasnost. I onda su opet izašli iz Yamune i vratili se nazad, baš kao što im je Krišna naredio da se brinu o kravama.
My dear devotees, when the cows and the calves and the bulls of Vrindavan saw their Krishna in the deadly embrace of Kaliya, they cried piteously to Krishna, almost like that Bosnian door.
A kada su krave, bikovi, tela od Vrindavana vidjeli svoga Krišnu u tom smrtonosnom zagrljaju Kalije, oni su odmah počeli da muču kao ova bosanska vrata od juče.
The fear dried up the water in their eyes, so they could not really weep.
Taj strah je isušio suze koje su nalazile u njihovim očima, tako da nisu mogli da plaču.
They first fainted at the bank of the Yamuna.
U prvi mah su se onesvijestili na obali Yamune.
But then they somehow jumped up and they cried to Krishna. Moo, our friend, moo.
A zatim su se ustale i onda su opet počele da ovako da dozivaju, o, naš prijatelj.
It looked a little bit like, you know, when there's a dead body on the hill and a lightning enters the dead body will jump up and looks alive.
To je izgledalo kao da imate neko mrtvo tijelo na nekom brežuljku i u njega udari munja i ono na trenutak izgleda onako kad odskoči, izgleda kao da je živo.
So they were actually dead from pain, but they jumped up nevertheless.
One su znači bile skoro mrtve od tog straha, međutim ipak su skočile.
Everyone, the whole Braj came, peacocks, animals, all came and fainted.
Čitav Vrindavan je tu došao, svi paunovi, sve životinje, svi su se
trees and plants just fell down.
Drveće i biljke, svi su samo pali.
In Vrindavan you must know everyone likes Krishna so much.
I morate znati, u Vrindavanu svi vole Krišnu.
And everyone is conscious there.
I tamo je svako svjestan.
Once when the milk saw that Krishna was drinking so much milk from the breasts of his mother Yamuna, the milk thought, oh, then Krishna will be so full that he will not be interested to drink us milk.
Jednom prilikom je mlijeko koje je bilo na šporetu vidjelo kako Krišna pije puno mlijeka od majke Jašode, i onda je to mlijeko pomislilo, pa on će da popije tako puno toga mlijeka da neće uopšte piti nas, piti mene.
So because the milk thought, I cannot do any service for Krishna, it committed suicide and jumped into the fire.
I to mlijeko, zato što je bilo toliko nesretno što neće moći da služi Krišnu, ono je počinilo samoubistvo i skočilo u vatru.
It is wrong to think that the milk boiled over. It committed suicide out of frustration that it could not serve Krishna.
Pogrešno je misliti da je ovo mlijeko pokiplo. Ne, ovo mlijeko je počinilo samoubistvo zato što je bilo toliko frustrirano da neće moći služiti Krišnu.
Everyone is full of consciousness in Vrindavan.
U Vrindavanu su svi puni svjesnosti.
The birds came and with heart-rending cries they flew in circles above Krishna and Kaliya.
Ptice su isto tako doletjele tu i sa tužnim srcem su obletale to mjesto gdje su se nalazili Krishna i Kaliya.
At that time three types of fearful omens appeared in Braj.
I u tom trenutku tri vrste znakova koji su nosili strah sa sobom su se pojavili u Vrindavanu.
From the sky meteors came rushing down to the earth.
Sa neba su počeli da padaju meteore na zemlju.
The world was shaking, the earth was quivering.
Zemlja se tresla i drmala.
On the bodies of living creatures appeared shivering.
I na tijelima živih bića se pojavilo drmanje.
In men, the left eye started to twitch.
Kod muškaraca je počelo da se trza lijevo oko.
And in women, the right eye.
A kod žena desno.
And some problem on the right side came.
I došli su i neki problemi sa desne strane tijela.
You must know actually nothing inauspicious can happen in Vrindavan.
Također morate znati da se ništa nepovoljno ne može desiti u Vrindavanu.
But this lila is about heightening the emotions for Krishna, so the devatas helped Krishna by making a show of bad omen.
Ovdje je u stvari radilo se o tome da su se emocije morale onako podići i povećati za Krišnu, tako da su devate, odnosno polubogovi, su pravili ovaj show od tih loših predznaka.
Krishna's parents Nanda and Yashoda were at that time in Vrindavan village.
U tom momentu Krišnini roditelji Nanda i Yashoda su se nalazili u selu Vrindavanu.
They saw these omens.
Oni su vidjeli ove loše predznake.
And immediately they concluded something must be wrong with Krishna.
I odmah su zaključili mora da nešto nije u redu sa Krishnom.
Oh no, today is Balaram's birthday and he stayed home. Now Krishna is without protection of Balaram.
O ne, danas je Balaramov rođendan i on je ostao u kući. Sada je Krishna tamo vani bez njegove zaštite.
Now Krishna, as I said, was not doing anything in the coils of Kaliya.
I kao što sam rekao, Krishna nije činio ništa tako obmotan Kalijom.
He was in his own ecstasy.
On je bio u svojoj ekstazi.
But then he gave an inspiration in the heart of an old man who was wandering a little bit far away from Vrindavan.
A onda je Krishna dao inspiraciju u srcu jednog starca koji se nalazio malo dalje od Vrindavana.
It's Gopi Paranadana translates through telepathy. Krishna inspired that old man.
Gopi Paranadana pravu objašnjava da je Krishna telepatijom dao inspiraciju u srcu tog starca.
And the old man had a picture in his heart of Krishna being enwrapped by the Kaliya demon.
I u tom starcu se u srcu pojavila slika Krišne kojeg je obmotao ovaj demon.
So he ran towards Vrindavan, stumbling.
I onda je on tako potrčao u Vrindavan sve padajući usput.
Krishna by his energy kept him running.
A Krishna je svojom energijom ga držao dadelje da on dalje nastavi da trči.
And he ran into the village and he said, Krishna is in danger.
I on je otrčao u Vrindavan i rekao Krishna je u opasnosti.
Everybody come, come, come.
Svi dolazite, odmah dođite, dođite.
This morning he went to Kalia.
Ovo jutro je otišao do Kalije.
And then he collapsed.
I onda se on osvijestio.
So the Brajabasi started to run out of the houses. Krishna is in danger, he needs us.
I Brajabasi su odmah izašli iz svojih kuća i potrčali. Krishna je u opasnosti, on nas treba.
Then some boys came from the other side.
I onda su sa druge strane došli neki dječaci.
We have seen Krishna jumped into the river and Kalia bit him in his chest and the whole water is full of red blood. He must be dead by now.
I dječaci su počeli govoriti Krishna je Kalija uhvatio, ugrizao ga za prsa i sva je voda puna neke crvene tekućine, mora da je to njegova krv.
People of Braj, can't you see these bad omens?
O ljudi Vrindavana, pa zar ne vidite ove loše predznake?
If we lose Krishna, we lose our life.
Ako izgubimo Krishnu, izgubit ćemo život.
So Balaram was celebrating birthday.
Balaram je proslavljao svoj rođendan.
He heard all this.
I čuo je to sve.
And he ran out of his house and he said, Mitya, 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 it's all false.
On je onda istrčao iz kuće i počeo da govori Mitya, Mitya, što znači to sve nije istina.
It's a lie.
To je laž.
How can Krishna be attacked by an ordinary demon of this world? Think.
Samo razmislite kako Krishnu može napasti neki obični demon ovoga svijeta.
But love never thinks.
Ali ljubav nikada ne razmišlja.
Love never questions.
Ljubav nikada ne postavlja pitanja.
Love just loves.
Ljubav samo voli.
So they all the Brajabasis ran towards the Jamuna.
I onda su svi Brajabasi potrčali prema Jamuni.
Balaram decided to go behind them.
A Balaram je odlučio da ide iza njih.
On his way he smiled.
I na putu se smiješio.
He thought, Krishna never cares to play with me in my form of Sheshanaga, but now he plays with an ordinary water snake of this material world.
Krishna nikada ne želi da se igra sa mnom u mom obliku Ananta Sheshe, a sada se igra sa nekom zmijom, obično vodenom zmijom ovoga svijeta.
When some Brajavasis turned around and looked into Balaram's smile, they got confidence. It can't be so bad. Balaram is smiling.
I kada su neki Brajabasi se okrenuli i vidjeli Balarama kako se smiješi, oni su dobili neko povjerenje u svome srcu i pomisli, pa ne može sigurno biti tako loše, Balaram se smiješi.
You might ask yourself now a question.
I sada vi sebi možete postaviti jedno pitanje.
How did the Brajabasis know in which direction they should run to find Krishna?
Kako su Brajabasi znali u kojem pravcu trebaju da trče da bi našli Krishnu?
You must know one thing.
Morate znati jednu stvar.
Krishna's footprints showed them the way.
Krishna i otisci stopala su im pokazali put.
See, and although Krishna is surrounded by millions of cows, they never ever step on his footprints.
Iako Krishnu okružuje milion krava, nikad ni jedna nikada ne staje na njegove otiske stopala.
The wind in Braj never blows in such a way that the footprints of Krishna are wiped out.
I vjetar u Vrindavanu nikada ne duva na takav način da obriše tragove njegovih stopala.
Not even the ants dare to step on Krishna's footprints, so they are always distinctly visible.
Tako čak ni mravi u Vrindavanu se nikada ne usude da stanu tamo gdje je otisak njegovog stopala, tako da su oni uvijek jako vidljivi.
When the Brajabasis ran towards Krishna, they cried so much that the path became slippery and muddy.
I kako su stanovnici Vrindavana trčali prema mjestu gdje se nalazio Krišna, od njihovih suza taj put je postao klizak i blatnjav.
And although they start to run, they wanted to run very quickly, unfortunately they could only move very slowly.
I iako su oni željeli da trče jako brzo prema Krišni, oni su se pomjerali jako sporo.
When finally they arrived at the banks of the Yamuna, they saw their Krishna motionless in the coils of the demon who was in the midst of this 8 miles long lake.
I kada su konačno došli do tog mjesta, oni su vidjeli njihovog Krišnu kako nepokretan stoji u tom zagrljaju Kalije koji se nalazi u tom ogromnom jezeru koje je bilo dugačko 8 milja.
Nanda and Yashoda only had one question.
Nanda i Yashoda su samo imali jedno pitanje.
Did the snake attack Krishna when he walked innocently on the banks of the Yamuna, or did Krishna jump and attack the snake?
Oni su se pitali, da li je Kalija, da li je ovaj demon napao Krišnu dok je on nevino hodao pored rijeke, ili je Krišna uskočio u rijeku i napao Kaliju?
What happened?
Šta se desilo?
But no one could answer them.
Ali niko im nije mogao odgovoriti.
It's so nice. Nanda and Yashoda know the nature of Krishna very well.
Ovo je jako lijepo. Nanda i Yashoda jako dobro poznaju prirodu Krišne.
Mother Yashoda said, I told him not to go into the lake.
Majka Yashoda je rekla, ja sam mu govorila da ne ide na ovo jezero.
But he doesn't know his own limits.
Ali on ne poznaje svoja ograničenja.
Maybe he jumped in the lake.
Možda je skočio u jezero.
To attack this thousand-headed demon.
Da napadne ovoga demona sa hiljadu glava.
And Nanda thought, oh, Krishna is surely innocent. He must have walked just a little by the bank of the river and Kalija came.
A Nanda je razmišljao, Krishna je sigurno nevino, samo hodao tuda i demon je došao i uhvatio ga.
Nanda stood at the bank and with a choked voice said, my dear Krishna, why have you done this? O dearest of all, please come back to us.
I Nanda Maharaj je stajao pored rijeke i sa glasom koji mu je zastajao u grlu, on je rekao, o najdraži, zašto si to uradio? Vrati nam se.
And Mother Yashoda?
A majka Yashoda?
You must know, Mother Yashoda loves Krishna so much that just for him she keeps special cows who are fed by 9 servants with special herbs who are collected in which they collect in Vrindavan.
Morate znati, majka Yashoda toliko voli Krišnu da ona za njega drži posebne krave koje služi 9 sluga koji hrane sa biljkama, posebnim biljkama koje se skupljaju u Vrindavanu.
She loves Krishna so absolutely.
Ona tako apsolutno voli
Krišnu. She would do everything for Krishna.
Da bi učinila sve za Krišnu.
Now she sees her darling boy in the deadly embrace of the Kalia snake.
I ona sada gleda u svoga dragoga Krišnu kako se nalazi u tom smrtonosnom zagrljaju demona.
So she cried out, Krishna, Krishna.
I onda je ona ovako počela da doziva svoga sina, Krishna, Krishna.
Can you cry out like that?
Da li vi možete tako da ga dozivate?
Krishna!
Krishna!
Oh, that's a Bosnian's cry.
Ovo je bosanski način doziva.
Puno snaga. Krishna! Krishna! Once the devotees made radio plays.
Jednom su bhakte pravile radio drame.
And one of my god sister Sumati played Mother Yashoda.
I jedna moja sestra po Bogu je igrala majku Yashodu.
So the devotees had sent a tape of this dramatic reenacting of Krishna's pastime to Srila Prabhupada, who heard the whole tape.
I onda su bakte snimali tu radiodramu gdje su bakte su igrali te Krišnine zabave i poslali su je Šila Prabhupadu i on je preslušao čitavu tu kasetu.
When it came to the part on the tape where Mother Yashoda called out Krishna, Krishna, Prabhupada said, stop the tape.
I u momentu kada je ta drama došla do trenutka kada majka Yashoda doziva Krišnu, Prabhupada je rekao, zaustavite traku.
Tell her she should always chant like that.
I recite joj, ona bi uvijek trebala da ovako mantra.
You must chant with some feelings for Krishna.
Morate mantrati sa nekim osjećajem za Krišnu.
Not with atrophied feelings.
Ne sa atrofiranim osjećanjima.
Therefore, Krishna comes to this world.
I zbog toga Krišna je dolazi u ovaj svijet.
To enact his wonderful pastimes.
Da izvodi svoje predivne zabave.
Krishna says in the Adi Purana, I belong to those people who chant my name and while they chant, cry.
Krishna je rekao u Adi Purani, ja volim one ljude koji pjevaju moje sveto ime i dok ga pjevaju, oni plaču.
Do you know that your spiritual life will start in seriousness when you will cry for Krishna?
Da li znate da će vaš duhovni život zaista da počne kada počnete da plačete za Krišnu?
The crying of the soul for Krishna, that is the start of one's spiritual life.
Plač duše za Krišnom, to je početak duhovnog života.
When is this, it's called in Sanskrit Atma Krandan, the crying of the soul, when will that happen?
I kada će ta Atma Krandan, odnosno taj plač duše, kada će to da se desi?
Prabhupada he wrote, we must chant in the same way like a child which cries for its mother.
I Prabhupada je napisao da moramo da mantramo na takav način kao što dijete plače za svojom majkom.
When will these tears come to you, Jaigopi?
Jaigopi, kada će te suze doći tebi?
I mean not just Jaigopi, everyone, when will it come?
Ne samo Jaigopi, nego svima, za svi ovo mislim, kada će te suze da dođu?
It will come to you when you become empty of material things.
Doći će u momentu kada vi postanete prazni, kada sve materijalne stvari odu od vas.
As long as the heart is so full of diversions.
Dok god je srce puno različitih stvari koje ga ometaju.
I want this, I want that and the other thing. This crying of the soul will not start.
Želim ovo, želim ono. Sve dok ima takvi stvari, taj plač neće moći da počne.
Let me ask you a question.
Dopustite me sada da vas nešto upitam.
When do you want to drink water?
Kada želite da pijete vodu?
When you are very thirsty.
Kada ste jako žedni.
You have not drunk and maybe it's Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi the whole day.
Recimo na Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi možda niste pili vodu čitav dan.
You are empty of water.
Vi ste prazni od vode, nemate vode u sebi.
Or when do you want to really eat?
A kada želite da zaista jedete?
It's when you are empty of food.
To je kada ste prazni od hrane, kada nemate hrane u sebi.
Tomorrow, if Krishna wants, I will visit one devotee who is the master of pizza.
Sutra, ako mi Krishna dopusti, ja ću da posjetim jednog baktu koji je majstor u pravljenju pice.
And I will not eat anything starting from this very second so that I'm really hungry.
I ja počevši od ovog samog ovog trenutka ću prestati išta da jedim kako bih mogao sutra da jedim.
I will voluntarily become empty.
Ja ću sa svojom slobodnom voljom ću da postanem prazan.
So that I can become full.
Da bih mogao da postanem pun.
This is the art of becoming Krishna conscious.
To je umjetnost kako postati svjestan Krišne.
To become voluntarily empty of material diversions.
dobrovoljno se osloboditi svih materijalnih uznemirenja.
Only at that time you can long for Krishna.
Samo u tom trenutku ćete moći da žudite za Krišnom.
See, we all make a mistake still.
Vidite, mi još uvijek svi pravimo jednu grešku.
We try to fill the inner emptiness with diversions.
Pokušavamo da tu unutrašnju prazninu da ispunimo sa stvarima koje nas uznemiravaju.
When we feel empty, we look at a movie.
Kada se osjećamo praznima, onda recimo gledamo film.
Or we look for solutions in relationships.
Ili tražimo rješenje u nekom odnosu.
Or I know my auntie, when she was frustrated, she would always eat. Eat my auntie.
Moja ujna ili tetka, ona je uvijek, kada bi bila uznemirena, ona bi jela.
She became big like an elephant.
I onda je postala velika poput slona.
Yes. When one is empty, one should turn to Krishna.
I kada je osoba prazna, onda bi se trebala okrenuti Krishna.
And one should learn to voluntarily become empty.
Osoba bi trebala, svako bi trebalo da nauči da dobrovoljno postane prazan.
So that one has a good appetite for Krishna.
Da ima dobar apetit za Krishnu.
Empty of this world.
Prazan ovog, u odnosu na ovaj svijet.
If there is so much world in you.
Ako u vama ima tako puno ovog svijeta.
There is no place for Krishna.
U vama neće imati dovoljno mjesta za Krishnu.
Što mislite?
Yes. Šta mislite?
Što mislite? Please mislite. Do some mislite about this.
Molim vas, razmislite malo o ovome.
We want Krishna in our heart.
Mi želimo Krishnu u svome srcu.
That means we must batsati some things out.
To znači da moramo izbaciti neke stvari izvan.
So, look at the Brajbasis.
Pogledajte Brajbasije.
They are standing around the Kaliya Hrada, the lake in which Kaliya is.
I oni sada tu stoje oko Kaliya Hrade, oko tog jezera u kojem živi Kaliya.
Finally, the last ones to arrive were the gopis.
I konačno posljednje koji su stigle na lice mjesta su bile gopije.
They saw Krishna.
Vidjela su Krishnu.
And they remembered Krishna's loving friendship with them.
I onda su se počele prisjećati prijateljstva ispunjenog ljubavlju kojeg su imale sa Krishnom.
They remembered the smiling glances which Krishna had thrown in their directions.
Sjećale su se pogleda ispunjenih osmijesima koje im je Krishna upućivao.
And they remembered the talk, sometimes the talks filled with humor which Krishna had done.
I sjećale su se nekih razgovora koji su bili ispunjeni sa humorom koji su imale sa Krishnom.
And they saw that the three worlds turned empty and meaningless without Krishna.
I vidjele su kako sva tri svijeta postaju prazna i beznačajna i bez ikakvog smisla bez Krishne.
Due to the fire of separation from Krishna was just there only 50 meters away being in the hands of the demon. The whole universe turned into one pile of ashes for them.
Zbog vatre odvojenosti koja je gorila u njima, gledajući tako Krišnu koji se nalazi na samo nekih 15 metara od njih u zagrljaju Kalije, čitav svijet je jednostavno bio spaljen u pepeo za njih.
How did the gopis look?
I kako su gopije izgledale?
Their hair was disheveled.
Njihova kosa se raspustila.
The bracelets were broken. And they scratched the skin.
Narukvice su se polomile i počele da grebu njihovu kožu.
They stared at Krishna with glistening eyes.
Buljile su Krishnu sa očima punim sjaja.
And they decided our life is meaningless now. They all entered the poisonous water of the Jamuna.
I one su odlučile, naš život je sada besmislen i sve su ušle u tu otrovnu vodu Jamune.
The Brajbasis say, we will also all go.
Brajbasis su svi rekli, i mi idemo.
Thousands of Brajbasis just ran into the waters of the Jamuna to kill themselves.
I hiljade Brajbasija su potrčali prema vodama rijeke Jamune kako bi se ubili.
Fortunately, Balaram arrived at that time.
Na sreću, u tom trenutku je stigao Balaram.
He used all the strength which was in him to convince the Vrijbasis to not go.
On je upotrijebio svu snagu koju ima u sebi da ubijedi Vrijbasije da ne idu.
We all have three types of strength.
Mi svi imamo tri vrste snage.
Verbal strength.
Snagu naših riječi.
Physical strength.
Fizičku snagu.
And the strength of our glances.
I snagu svojih pogleda.
You know, when someone looks at us like that, we go.
Kad nas neko tako pogleda.
So Balaram, with his first strength, he shouted at the Vrijbasis, "Don't worry, Krishna can easily defeat Kaliya. Kaliya is an insignificant water snake. Don't you remember the words of Gaga? Krishna will finish all the obstacles and demons."
I sa ovom prvom snagom Balaram je počeo da se dere, da viče i da govori, nemojte ništa da brinete, Krišna će biti u redu. Zar se ne sjećate riječi Gaga Munija koji je rekao da će sve nedaće da će Krišna otjerati?
Balaram said, if you jump now in the car, in this poisonous lake, who will maintain and raise Krishna when he comes back?
I onda je rekao, ako vi sad svi odete tu u Jamunu, ko će onda da se brine o Krišni, da ga odgaja kako, kada se on vrati?
Others were checked by Balaram's physical strength. No one passes me.
Neke druge je Balaram zaustavio sa svojom fizičkom snagom, on nije dao da prođe, rekao niko ovda neće proći.
Still others were checked by Balaram's glance, don't go.
A još neki druge Vrijbasije Balaram je zaustavio sa svojim pogledom koji je mi govorio nemojte ići.
Because the Vrijbasis were checked by Balaram and could not go, they all fell down on the banks of the Yamuna.
Pošto je Vrijbasije zaustavio Balaram i nisu mogli da idu dalje, oni su svi tu pali, one svjestili se na obali rijeke Yamune.
See, this pastime has a significance.
Vidite, ova zabava Krišnina ima određeno značenje.
As the Adi Guru,
kao Adi Guru,
Balaram tells us, don't fight with envious people. Let Krishna do this.
Balaram nam govori, nemojte se boriti sa zavidnim ljudima. Pustite da to Krišna napravi.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, if one refuses to enter into an argument with an envious person, the envious person will soon let one alone.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur kaže da ako osoba odbije da se upusti u razgovor sa osobom koja je zavidna, ona će je uskoro pustiti na miru.
This is a secret of good bhajan, to never enter controversies.
Ovo je tajna dobrog bhajana, da nikada ne ulazimo u nikakve kontroverze.
See, an ignorant person tries to hurt others by their criticism, like Kaliya.
Vidite, a takve osobe, one pokušavaju da povrijede druge sa svojim kritizerstvom, poput Kalije.
But a wise person forgives even his critic.
Ali mudra osoba, ona oprašta čak i onome koji je kritikuje.
When you forgive someone who criticizes you, you become free from all your bad karma, because that bad karma goes to the critic.
Vidite, kada oprostite osobi koja vas kritikuje, vi se oslobađate sve loše karme, zato što ta karma odlazi toj osobi koja vas kritikuje.
Let us deal a little with this Kaliya mentality, this enviousness.
Hajde sada da se malo pozabavimo sa ovim mentalitetom Kalije, sa tom zavišću.
The scriptures tell us, when you find fault with others, then their fault comes to you.
Spise kažu da kada kritizirate druge, njihove greške dolaze u vas.
Have you seen fault finders?
Da li ste nekad vidjeli osobe koje traže greške u drugima?
They are always so dark in their life. Their life is so dark.
Njihovi životi su uvijek tako tamni.
Because they have absorbed the faults of the people they found fault with.
To je zbog toga što su oni apsorbovali te loše osobine koje su kritikovali kod drugih.
The Brihad Naradina Purana says a fault finder is a Papa Gananam. Papa means sins and Gananam means a notebook. The fault finder has a notebook where he notes down all the faults of other people.
Brihanaradija Purana kaže da su osobe koje kritiziraju druge Papa Gananam.
Papa Gananam.
Papa Gananam, to papa znači grijeh, a Gananam znači bilježnica. I to znači da su osobe koje tako kritiziraju druge, u stvari poput te bilježnice u kojoj zapisuju sve te tuđe grijehe.
He's like Chitragupta.
Takve osobe su poput Chitragupte.
Imagine I use this beautiful notebook to note down all the faults of the Bosnian devotees.
Zamislite da sada ovu predivnu svesku koristim da zapišem sve greške bosanskih bhakta.
Then I'm a Papa Gananam.
Tada bih ja bio Papa Gananam.
Now it says someone who counts the faults of the sinners is the lowest of men.
Vidite, i sada dalje se kaže osoba koja zapisuje te greške drugih je najniži od svih.
Listen to this, if the faults which he sees are true.
I vidite sada ovo, kaže se da ako su te greške osobe koju kritizira istinite,
then the fault finder gets the same amount of sin which the sinner has done.
Tada onaj koji ga kritizira, on dobija istu količinu reakcije kao i ta druga osoba.
But if he is mistaken,
ali ako on nije u pravu,
and the faults which he sees are not really there,
i greške koje on vidi u stvari se ne nalaze tu,
then the fault finder gets double the amount of sinful reaction.
Tada onaj koji kritizira dobija duplu količinu grešnih reakcija.
So to find faults in others is not our duty.
Dakle, tražiti greške u drugima nije naša dužnost.
Even if others do have real faults.
Čak i kada drugi imaju stvarne greške.
Like imagine we sit here and talk about the faults of the karmis.
Zamislite sada da mi ovdje sjedimo i govorimo o greškama karmija.
Oh, the karmis are lusty.
Oh, karmi su požudni.
And they eat the wrong things.
I jedu pogrešne stvari.
And they are always full of and they don't tuširati. They don't.
I oni se nikada ne tuširaju.
Then all these faults come to you.
I tada bi sve te greške došle i vama.
You will be lusty.
Bićete požudni.
You will eat the wrong things.
Ješćete pogrešne stvari.
And your douche, your shower will dry up.
I vaš tuš će presušiti.
This is the laws of nature.
Ovo je zakon prirode.
So therefore, Balaram tells us, don't fight with Kalia.
I zbog toga nam Balaram govori, nemojte se boriti sa Kalijom.
Let Krishna do this.
Pustite Krishnu da to uradi.
So Balaram, when Balaram saw, nothing would work.
Kada je Balaram vidio da ništa neće pomoći,
he turned to Krishna.
Okrenuo se ka Krishni.
With a loud and strong voice, he called to the Lord.
Glasno i sa jakim glasom je pozvao gospodina.
Hey Krishna!
Hey Krishna!
These are not your people who live with you in Vaikunta.
Ovo nisu ljudi koji s tobom žive u Vaikunti.
These are not the monkeys.
Ovo nisu
who assisted in your pastimes when you came as Ramachandra and Treta Yuga.
Ovo nisu majmuni koji su ti asistirali u tvojoj misiji kada si došao kao Ramachandra u Treta Yugi.
These are not the Yadavas who live with you in Gokula.
Ovo nisu Yadave koje žive s tobom u Goloki.
These are your own family members in Vrindavan.
Ovo su članovi tvoje porodice iz Vrindavana.
You are their only life.
Ti si njihov jedini život.
And now they are dying.
I oni sada umiru.
And there's nothing I can do to save them.
I više ništa ne mogu da uradim da bi ih spasio.
My dear Krishna.
Moj dragi Krishna.
You have a gentle nature.
Ti imaš nježnu prirodu.
If you don't stop this pastime now.
Ako sada ne zaustaviš ovu zabavu.
Your soft heart will come to grief.
Tvoje mekano srce će biti ožalošćeno.
Because all of these people who love you dearly will come to their own death.
Jer će svi ovi ljudi koji te tako vole da dođu do svoga kraja.
Krishna, do something.
Krishna, učini nešto.
I'm your brother Balaram, I'm telling you, wake up.
Ja, tvoj brat Balaram, ti govorim, probudi se.
The snake doesn't love you.
Ta zmija te ne voli.
It doesn't kiss you.
Ona te nije poljubila.
You are so full of, you don't see any faults in others.
Ti ne vidiš nikakve greške u drugima.
It wants to kill you.
Ta zmija hoće da te ubije.
And it has started by killing all those who are dear to you.
I počela je tako što ubija sve one koji su ti dragi.
Hare Krishna. Krishna had remained in the coils of Kaliya for one full muhurta.
Krishna je ostao u zagrljaju Kalije jednu čitavu muhurtu.
That's 48 minutes.
A muhurta traje 48 minuta.
When he heard Balaram telling him he should do something.
A tada je čuo Balarama koji mu govori da mora da uradi nešto.
He turned around and said to Kaliya.
Okrenuo se i rekao Kaliji.
Listen Kaliya, you have shown me enough of your strength.
Slušaj Kaliya, ti si mi pokazao dovoljno svoje snage.
Now I will show you a little of my strength, although I'm just a simple cowherd boy.
A ja ću sada tebi da pokažem samo mali dio svoje snage, iako sam ja samo jedan obični mali dječak pastir.
It is here where we will stop today.
I danas ćemo da se zaustavimo na ovom mjestu.
But it will become very dramatic tomorrow.
A sutra će postati jako dramatično.
Jako dramatično. I want you to now go into a meditation.
Sada bih želio da uđete u meditaciju.
Then we will sing a little.
Sada ćemo malo da pjevamo.
Then we will make a little pause.
I onda ćemo napraviti malu pauzu.
And I will show you then slides of the Yamuna.
A onda ću da vam pokažem slajdove sa Yamune.
I will show you very, very beautiful slides from our last visit of Vrindavan, and you will see many Bosnian devotees on those slides.
I pokazat ću vam slajdove sa svojeg posljednjeg putovanja u Indiju i na njima ćete vidjeti mnoge bhakte iz Bosne.
Well, I would just like to remind you now.
Sada bih vas samo želio podsjetiti.
Actually, we will do it properly. Sit down tall, please.
Molim vas sada lijepo uspravno sjedite.
Request you to look a little bit around in the room.
Želio bih sada da pogledate malo oko sebe po sobi.
I think some of us want to go to the toilet, isn't it?
Neki od nas.
It was so intense that now where it's peaceful.
Neki od nas moraju sada ne idu u toalet, bilo je jako intenzivno i sada su se malo opustili.
And when you are peaceful, please, when you're ready, please slowly close your eyes.
I kada se malo primirite, polako zatvorite svoje oči.
Start to watch your breath.
Počnite da posmatrate svoj dah.
As it goes in and out.
Kako ulazi i izlazi.
Try to breathe out a little bit more than you breathe in. Just long exhales.
Pokušajte da izdišete malo više nego što udišete, da imate duge izdahe.
When you exhale for a longer time, your inhale will become much more deep.
Kada počnete da izdišete puno više, to će dovesti do toga da i vaš udah bude još dublji.
When you inhale, visualize a little sun in your heart, which as you inhale becomes expanded.
Dok udišete, zamislite jedno sunce koje se nalazi u vašem srcu i kako udišete, ono se sve više širi.
And when you exhale, that sun becomes a little bit smaller.
A kako izdišete, to sunce postaje malo manje.
Now go with your consciousness to your legs.
A sada sa svojom svjesnošću idete u svoje noge.
When you breathe out,
kada
let your legs become relaxed.
Dok izdišete, dopustite da vaše noge postanu opuštene.
Just give the legs to the feeling of gravity, make them very heavy.
Jednostavno pustite svoje noge osjećaju gravitacije, neka postanu jako teške.
Think of your upper body now.
A sada pomislite na svoj gornji dio tijela.
Starting from your bottom to your shoulders.
Počnite od vaše pozadine do ramena.
And when you exhale, slowly relax.
I dok izdišete, polako se opuštajte.
Think of your shoulders now.
Sada mislite na svoje ramena.
And the arms.
Ruke.
When you exhale, relax them completely.
I dok izdišete, u potpunosti ih opuštajte.
Think of your face, facial muscles now.
Sada mislite na mišiće lica.
When you exhale, let them relax.
Dok izdišete, pustite da se opuste.
Many of you have smiled so much today.
Mnogi od vas su se danas jako puno smiješili.
There are so many muscles which you use for your real and your false smiles.
Tako puno mišića lica koristite za vaše prave i lažne osmijehe.
Let these muscles all relax now.
Neka se sada svi ti mišići opuste.
In your mind's eye, go now to Vrindavan.
A sada sa vašim unutrašnjim okom, vašeg uma, idete u Vrindavan.
There's a lake.
Tu ima jedno jezero.
Around these lakes, this lake, are the parents of Krishna, the friends of Krishna, and the beautiful gopis.
Oko tog jezera se nalaze Krišnini roditelji, Krišnini prijatelji i prelijepe gopije.
They all look into the center of the lake.
Oni svi gledaju u centar tog jezera.
Where Krishna is captured by the thousand-hooded Kalia snake.
Gdje se nalazi Krišna kojeg je uhvatila ova zmija koja ima hiljadu glava.
They are all very worried.
Oni su svi jako zabrinuti.
You are joining them.
I vi im se pridružujete.
And like Prabhupada said to this one devotee who was Yashoda in the radio play, you should chant with some feeling towards Krishna.
I vi im se pridružujete i onda isto kao što je Prabhupada rekao ovome bhakti koji je u bhaktini koja je u radio drami glumila Yashodu, vi trebate da počnete da mantrate sa nekim osjećajem za Krišnu.
Krishna looks so beautiful.
Krishna izgleda tako prelijepo.
He is dressed in a yellow dhoti.
Obučen je u žuti dhoti.
There's a flower garland which is not crushed because Krishna cannot be attacked.
Tu oko vrata ima i cvjetni vijenac koji nije smrvljen zato što Krishna ne može biti dotaknut.
Krishna is smiling.
Krishna se smiješi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare